on 95.4. And before it was just Rhea and I, but now we're joined by Dr. Daphne Mawila. Dr. Daphne, how are you feeling?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, ladies?
I'm great. I'm excited to have you on the show. Please, can you introduce yourself to those who don't know you?
My name is Dr. Daphne Mawila. I am a senior lecturer and an educational psychologist from the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Johannesburg.
Thank you. So today we've been having the Neurodevelopmental Center come in and talk about different syndromes and disorders. And today we're talking about fetal alcohol syndrome. What is that?
Such an interesting topic. So fetal alcohol syndrome basically starts from when a woman becomes pregnant. So for some women, pregnancy is something that is planned. For some women, it's an oopsie moment. Okay. Mm. But fetal alcohol syndrome is a condition when a child is still on the mother's womb and the mother drinks alcohol. So the child gets exposed to alcohol before birth. So there's no amount of alcohol that you, we can say it is dangerous for the baby. So any amount of alcohol can result in fetal alcohol syndrome.
So the causes, it's just alcohol.
Definitely. It's unlike most of the neurodiversity disorders that we're going to talk about. For this one, it's very specific. It is just consuming alcohol during pregnancy.
Okay. So how can this be prevented, right?
Yeah, so pregnant women shouldn't be drinking alcohol.
Mm. But let's say in a situation where a woman is pregnant and she was unaware and she had been consuming alcohol, how would you tackle that situation?
So in such a case, immediately a woman realizes that she is pregnant. She needs to consult with medical practitioners. Mm. If you do have an advantage of seeing a gynecologist, you will definitely have to consult your gynecologist. But we know that in South Africa, we have limited resources and not everyone is able to seek such services. You can go to your local clinic and then, of course, you have to disclose that I am pregnant, I wasn't aware, and I've been drinking alcohol. So they will be the ones who will advise you better.
Mm. And I just want to know, just for interest sake, you know, certain medications have a very tiny percentage of alcohol. Does that also affect the child?
So one of the gynecologists said none of the medication is safe for pregnant women.
Okay.
So in most cases, they will recommend if you are in pain, just use the Panado and no other medication unless it's prescribed by your medical practitioner.
Okay. Yeah. So what effects does fetal alcohol syndrome have on the unborn baby?
So there are a number of them. Fetal alcohol syndrome can result in physical defects. I will take you through that, intellectual, cognitive, as well as problem in general functioning. So when we look at the physical defects, children who are born with fetal alcohol syndrome, they have distinctive facial features. One of them is they have small eyes. They also have exceptionally thin upper lip. The lip on top, it's very thin. They often issues related to deformities in joints, you know, your joints where hands are joining the legs, the limbs, as well as fingers. So they're usually born with a low birth weight and their brain size is very small. They also have a small head circumference. So with all those limitations, obviously when a child is born, it has repercussions for their long-term functioning. So that's the first one, physical defects.
Yeah.
So you are able to identify if a child has fetal alcohol syndrome by looking at those specifiers that I just indicated. Then the second one is regarding the brain. I've mentioned that they have a small brain, meaning that they will be below an expected development of the brain of a child. So they're likely going to face issues like poor memory, poor coordination, intellectual problems. They might also have intellectual impairment or disability, which is one of the topics that you guys have already tackled on the show. Poor judgment and generally executive functioning becomes problematic. Then the second last one is social and behavioral issues, where they really struggle to interact with other people and form adequate relationships with other people because they do have poor social skills.
Yeah.
Then all of these things that I've mentioned, it's very clear that when they go to school, they're likely going to present with poor performance. Mm. They're going to struggle. These are the kids who will be termed as slow, which is very common in our country when learners are really struggling in school. In most cases, they are regarded as slow learners.
Yeah.
So there are a number of symptoms that they will experience in school based on the different domains that I've taken you through. And all of those things, they come together, they form learning barriers for the learners.
Mm-hmm. So once it's established that a child has fetal alcohol syndrome, is there any form of support or ways that we can help the children?
Yeah, we always say that early diagnosis is imperative because we're able to, as practitioners and also as families and communities, we're able to support. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that needs to be done is to get a diagnosis. Psychologists, pediatrician, neurologists, psychiatrists can also help with the diagnosis. And we always say, you know, when you work with diagnosing disorders, do not work in isolation as a practitioner. It's important that you work in a multidisciplinary team. So in terms of support,
By multidisciplinary team, you mean with other people like the pediatrician and
yes,
just clarify.
Definitely.
Okay.
So in terms of support, we do not look at support for an individual child alone. We look at support for the whole family as a system. So there are a number of psychologists that can offer therapeutic interventions. So they can offer one-to-one interventions with the child so they can help them with skills that they are they're having backlogs or delays. Family also will likely struggle if there's a child with fetal alcohol syndrome because it, you know, it can result in lots of problems for the couple or the parents of the child, as well as the siblings, because this child will be unique, will be different. So family therapies also needs to be considered, and also psychoeducating the family on what is fetal alcohol syndrome. You know, what are the challenges and the kinds of support that the family needs to put in place for this specific child.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. It's therapeutic intervention. Then the second one, it's learning support, especially if the child has started school. The school obviously have to know that what is the diagnosis, right? And experts can work with teachers on what kinds of interventions they can put in place to support such a learner. Then with assessments that we normally do as educational psychologists, we're able to develop individual support plans, which usually it caters for this specific child's unique needs because we unpack what is the problems, where they're likely going to struggle in school and what support interventions can be put in place. But I always say, you know, just working with the family and the school, it's not enough.
Yeah.
We need to be able to work with communities. And also, you know, experts should be willing to offer pro bono, you know, services to communities. So we can go around, drive around, do campaigns, inform the community of what is fetal alcohol syndrome. In South Africa, we're sitting at, you know, as one of the highest countries for fetal alcohol syndrome, especially in Eastern Cape. The prevalence is so high there. So we definitely need to start, you know, educating our communities and pregnant women of the dangers of using alcohol during pregnancy.
Thank you.
All right. So considering the effects that fetal alcohol syndrome has on the child, what certain measures do you take in order to help them integrate into the community, into their school? Personally, for them as an individual, what do you do to help them to integrate into the community properly?
Yeah. So as experts, we need, because everyone deserves education, right? Mm-hmm. You always start there. So what we have seen is these children cannot be easily be incorporated into a mainstream school because of these adverse challenges that they're facing. So they will be referred to a school of specialization or a special school where, you know, there are already resources and systems as well as competent teachers who are able to cater for their specific needs, right? Based on the education program that they offer, they're able to teach them skills for survival because they won't be learners their whole lives, right? They need to be able to function in the community and probably also get a job. Of course, that, you know, will be in alignment with their abilities. So there are definitely, you know, systems already in our education system to cater for such learners. Mm. But, you know, as I said, South Africa has limited resources. Mm. Some schools are very far from home, which, you know, makes it difficult for such learners to get education.
So I wanted to know, are the schools both public and private, or is it just private facilities that cater to children with FAS?
So there are public schools as well, but you may find maybe in a province there are maybe three or four.
Sure.
Not enough. Yeah. Because, you know, the population is big in each, you know, province. And as I said, it will be very far. But, you know, there are also private institutions that caters for fetal alcohol syndrome.
Okay.
Which means money. Unfortunately.
So as a lay person, right, considering the limited knowledge that I have in this, I don't have the knowledge that you have. Yeah. But how can I support a person who has fetal alcohol syndrome? How can I help them in whatever space we're in?
Yeah. So the most important thing is to teach them the basic skills of survival.
Okay.
Okay. So we always have to start there. They need to be able to know, if there is fire, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Right. When I wake up, what are the routines? Is it I wake up, I brush my teeth, I, you know, the basic hygiene. And, it, you know, after you have sorted the basic needs, right, then you need to also focus on education, learning to read, learning to write, and also social skills. As I said, they have problems with social skills, a bit of training of, you know, how do you identify your own emotions first, then the emotions of other people, and how do you support other people. I mean, if you have a friend who's crying, so surely there's something wrong. What do you do in such a context? Because we definitely have to teach them how to survive in this big world of ours.
Yeah. And lastly, when I was doing research, I saw that another meaning was fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Does that mean that, like, it varies with the severity of everything?
So with all the neurodiversity disorders, right, the severity differs from one person to another. Both of us could have fetal alcohol syndrome, but we experience it differently.
Okay.
It manifests differently in different individuals. With, for someone, and also it depends on the context where you are in. If there's support, you know, and parents are ready to tackle this fetal alcohol syndrome with their child, they're better equipped, they know what's going on. Right, then the repercussions of fetal alcohol syndrome will be easily manageable compared to someone who has less support. It does definitely vary.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Mawile. Is there anything that you would like to leave with anyone who's listening to you? Any message or shout out even?
I think I need to reiterate that in South Africa, the usage of alcohol is very high. And sometimes we say it's just a glass of wine, right? Or beer. I only drink maybe possibly on weekend. It has repercussions on the fetus if you are pregnant. So it is very important to abstain from using alcohol. And and then that, thank you so much. Shout out to everyone, especially my husband, like Ichauke, who drove me here. So thank you so much for the support, and my family back home in Giani. Shout out to all of you guys.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I've learned so much about FAS. We're excited. And next week, Friday, we're going to have another interview with the neurodiversity team. So we'll be back same time, same place. It's not goodbye from us. It's until next week, Monday. So from myself, Uspangadiso, Andrea, until next week, Monday. Bye.